We see with two eyes under ordinary circumstances, not with one. And what we see conveys to our brains a picture of a solid universe composed of solid objects. This is not an aberration, but is built into the way in which our physical senses function and the way that our brains interpret reality. Now, we are being asked to see with a different set of eyes, with a spiritually focused vision that is unified along dimensions, rather than separated into that which sees the physical and that which sees the spiritual. This unified vision is the hallmark of a transition that the earth and each person on the earth is presently going through. And while it may not have manifested yet with sufficient clarity and fullness to make itself known to conscious perception, it is nevertheless growing within the substrata of human consciousness. To see with single vision is to see, feel, know physical reality as a specific manifestation of the larger spiritual reality that infuses it, creates it, and sustains it at all times. It is to feel, see, know that there is a larger purpose that infuses each and every seemingly ordinary event, and that this larger purpose is not a mental purpose, but rather corresponds to a flow of energy on a higher dimensional level that is shaping life and bringing it into greater harmony with the higher realms of spirit. There is no action that is not relevant or important in this regard. There is none that is trivial. Even slicing a loaf of bread, or entering a store, or greeting a neighbor can be the physical representation of an energetic event of some importance that is taking place on a higher plane. This is the principle of unified vision, that what appears to our senses as a physical reality that exists in and of itself is an illusion. Physical reality exists, but only as part of a greater whole that has multidimensional aspects on the higher planes of spiritual vibration. What this principle declares is that the meaning of any event or action cannot be determined by looking at it through physical senses connected to the brain. For the information imparted to the brain is but one layer of a multidimensional envelope or matrix that is much more complex, much faster, and much more intertwined with one's higher purpose than the brain can presently register. When you walk to a destination, even the way in which you walk there has importance. It creates a feedback loop in your own consciousness that lets you know not only how your body is feeling, but how your consciousness is relating to reality as a whole. When you purchase an item in a store, it may have practical value, but the motivation, intent, and context of your purchasing a particular item also represents an emerging identity picture that is intimately connected with your soul purpose and the purposes of others. There is no action, event, or gesture, however seemingly insignificant, that does not possess this higher meaning. Therefore, seek to know the largeness of your present life rather than its present limitations. Seek to realize the presence of spiritual experience that exists and can exist within each and every moment of your life, both waking and sleeping. For your own consciousness is being awakened and expanded now, so that it becomes unified with its higher counterpart, and so that you, as an embodied human being, can live upon the earth in the full measure of your own divine awareness. May this transition into unified vision be blessed. May it bring forth the fruits of divine goodness that are meant to bless the earth and all of her inhabitants. Blessings and Amen.